A 3 nights electricity plan charges 0 cents per kilowatt hour overnight and recoups every dollar of that discount through higher daytime rates, typically 17 to 22 cents per kilowatt hour. For a narrow set of Texas households, the trade works in their favor. For most, the plan costs more than a standard fixed-rate contract. The math behind free electricity. Free nights plans are a rate structure, not a discount program. The provider charges 0 cents per kilowatt hour during overnight hours, typically 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., and applies elevated rates during the remaining 15 hours of the day. Every cent of revenue comes from daytime usage. TXU Energy's Free Nights plan is the most widely advertised in Texas. As of 2026, TXU charges 0 cents per kilowatt hour from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. and applies daytime energy charges in the range of 17 to 22 cents per kilowatt hour, depending on which transmission and distribution utility, TDU, serves the customer's address, Oncor, AEP Texas, or CenterPoint. A competitive fixed-rate plan from providers such as Pulse Power, Frontier Utilities, or Direct Energy typically runs 11 to 14 cents per kilowatt hour around the clock. The free hours are subsidized, not actually free. How Texas households actually use electricity? The Energy Information Administration, EIA, reports that the average Texas residential customer used approximately 1,176 kilowatt hours per month in 2023, the most recent full-year data available. ERCOT load studies show residential demand is concentrated between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m., when households are occupied, running appliances, and cooling against Texas heat. A reasonable estimate, the average household uses 70 to 80% of its electricity during the hours that free nights plans bill at full or elevated rates. Only 20 to 30% falls in the overnight free window. At those proportions, a plan charging 20 cents per kilowatt hour during the day and 0 cents per kilowatt hour at night produces an effective blended rate of roughly 14 to 16 cents per kilowatt hour. A standard fixed rate plan at 12 cents per kilowatt hour is cheaper and requires no schedule changes. Breaking even on a free nights plan requires shifting substantially more consumption to overnight hours than most households can realistically manage. Who can actually benefit? Free nights plans benefit a specific and narrow set of customers. Electric vehicle owners are the clearest case. Charging a typical EV overnight adds 30 to 60 kilowatt hours per session, usually between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. A household charging one EV every night adds 900 to 1800 kilowatt hours of monthly consumption entirely within the free window. If the EV was previously charged at work or public stations at no direct household cost, that new overnight load has no corresponding daytime rate increase. The savings can be substantial. Households with programmable appliances can automate dishwashers, washing machines, and dryers to run after 9 p.m. In a consistent household, shifting 2 to 4 major appliance cycles per day from afternoon to late night can move 10 to 15% of monthly consumption into the free window. That shift, combined with existing overnight usage, may close the gap with a competitive fixed-rate plan. It requires ongoing discipline. Residents with minimal daytime occupancy may already skew their usage profile toward evenings and nights. However, air conditioning load during Texas summers runs continuously during the hottest afternoon hours, regardless of whether anyone is home, which limits this advantage considerably. For households outside these categories, a free nights plan is likely to cost more than a well-priced fixed-rate alternative. How to read the electricity facts label? The Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT, requires every retail electric provider to publish an electricity facts label, EFL. The EFL discloses the average price per kilowatt hour at three usage levels, 500, 1,000, and 2,000 kilowatt hours per month. For free nights plans, these figures are calculated using the provider's assumed day-night usage split, which may not reflect a given customer's actual pattern. Before enrolling, a customer should locate two numbers on the EFL, the daytime energy charge and the average price at 1,000 kilowatt hours. If the daytime energy charge is more than 3 to 4 cents per kilowatt hour, above the best fixed rate offers listed on Power to Choose, powertochoose.org, the PUCT's official comparison site, the plan requires meaningful overnight load shifting just to break even. On Power to Choose, filtering by zip code and sorting by average price at 1,000 kWh allows a direct comparison between plan types. Free nights plans often appear cheap at 2,000 kWh per month because the EFL calculation assumes a large overnight base load. At 500 kWh, the same plans frequently rank among the more expensive options. A customer whose actual usage is closer to 700 or 800 kWh should not rely on the 2,000 kWh column to judge affordability. TXU Free Nights, what the fine print shows. TXU Energy is the highest profile provider of free nights plans in Texas, and its advertising reaches most of the state. The plan structure has remained consistent over time. Free energy from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., elevated daytime rates, and a monthly base charge, typically ranging from $10 to $15. TXU is also one of the higher cost providers in the Texas retail market. Its standard fixed rate plans frequently carry rates 1 to 3 cents per kilowatt hour above competing offers from independent providers. A customer who enrolls in TXU Free Nights to capture the overnight savings, but who could have saved money on a cheaper fixed rate plan from another provider, may end up paying more, even with successful overnight shifting. The relevant comparison is not TXU Free Nights versus a TXU standard plan. It is TXU Free Nights versus the best available fixed rate plan for that customer's zip code, TDU, and usage level. That comparison should use actual dollar amounts at actual usage, not the advertised free framing. The summer problem. Texas summers complicate every free nights plan. Air conditioning represents 50 to 70% of residential electricity consumption from June through September, according to ERCOT load data. A thermostat cannot be set to cool the house only between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Pre-cooling strategies, lowering the thermostat in the early evening, produce modest savings, but do not substantially offset an all-day cooling load. During a heat event, overnight temperatures in Houston, Dallas, or San Antonio frequently remain above 80 degrees Fahrenheit, requiring continued cooling even during the nominally free window. The free hours deliver the least value during the months when electricity bills are highest. When to pass on a free nights plan? A customer should decline a free nights plan if the household has no EV and no other large overnight load. Adults or children are home during the day, generating significant afternoon usage. The daytime energy charge on the EFL is more than 4 cents per kilowatt hour above competitive fixed rate options for that zip code. Consistent appliance scheduling is not practical for the household. The primary appeal is the word free, rather than a calculated usage analysis. For the majority of Texas households, a fixed-rate plan with competitive per-kilowatt-hour pricing costs less and requires no behavior change. The PUCT's Power to Choose site lists every certified plan. Sorting by average price at 1,000 kilowatt-hours is a reliable starting point for identifying the best fixed-rate offers available in a given area. Before signing a free nights contract, a customer can run a quick test using smart meter data. Every Texas TDU provides free access to hourly usage through its online customer portal. Smart Meter Texas, smartmetertexas.com, covers Encore and most of the state. CenterPoint and AEP Texas have their own portals. Downloading 3 months of data and totaling the kilowatt hours used between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. gives an accurate picture of how much load actually falls in the free window. If less than 30% of usage falls overnight, and no EV or other large overnight load is being added, the plan is very unlikely to produce savings. If 40% or more is already overnight, or if an EV is being added, the plan is worth comparing against the best available fixed rate offer using actual usage numbers, not EFL averages. Free nights plans are a legitimate product for a specific customer. For everyone else, the answer is no.